It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, June 2nd. I'm Patricia Naft. Customers of the San Miguel Power Association might be getting a nice surprise in the mail. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
The electric co-op has decided to give back $1.7 million in capital credits. This is Cal Rutherford, the chief financial officer for SMPA.
Each year we allocate the margins that we have, so basically the profits. If we have profits, all the profits get allocated to the current customer base for that particular year. Right now, we're on about a 28-year rotation of retiring those capital credits. So we're the years that we're retiring in 2015 will be 1986, 1987, and a piece of 1988.
Basically, customers of SMPA for those years will get a share of the profits back for those years. When the co-op makes a profit, they hold on to it, right now for 28 years, as a kind of financial cushion. It means they won't have to borrow money or pay interests.
For this year, the average of all the checks is $135. You have to keep in mind that you have some customers who get thousands of dollars and some that just get pennies.
The amount of money depends on how much was paid. Large facilities that already paid a lot will get larger refunds.
So probably by far the biggest majority of customers can expect somewhere between $30 and $40.
SMPA covers a large portion of the Western Slope, from the Utah border to Hinsdale County. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
If you live in or around Mesa County, you might have surfed the channels on your TV and stopped on Channel 191. It's a public access channel run by the county to provide educational material and information about the county. It's been there for years, but it might be in its last week. Next Tuesday, the county is planning on letting the channel go dark. This is Veronica Dane Harvey, the county's public information officer.
And the reason for that is fairly simple. Unfortunately, there's no way to track how many people watch Channel 191. And in a time of limited resources, the county commissioners and other administrators at the county have decided that continuing to procure and format and schedule and post content to Channel 191 might not be the best use of our limited resources. So, all that to say, they've advised us to make the channel go dark, so to speak, which basically means the channel isn't going away, but there won't be programming provided by the county on there as of next Tuesday, to see what sort of community reaction we get to that, and then to evaluate that and make a decision whether we want to continue to put resources into keeping the channel going and spending time either creating our own content again or curating new content.
So this outage isn't so much the death of the channel as a way to check to see if anyone watches. The final decision about the channel will be made in the near future. The U.S. Forest Service has released its draft environmental impact statement about how to deal with spruce beetle kill and aspen decline. The plan isn't targeted at stopping beetle kill. The beetles are a natural pest and unstoppable. The plan looks at how to properly treat the dead stands with wildfire fuel reduction and timber salvage a priority. A 45-day comment period is now open. The governor signed a felony DUI bill into law yesterday. As Benta Berkland reports, state lawmakers in both parties had tried for years to pass the measure.
Under the law, repeat drunk drivers would face prison time if convicted of a fourth DUI. Colorado was among a handful of states where DUI offenders faced only misdemeanor charges even after repeatedly drinking and driving. Sponsor Democratic Senator Michael Johnston of Denver praised all the families who testified in support of the bill over the years.
I think this is a great tribute to your courage and your perseverance on behalf of a lot of folks you haven't met.
A similar bipartisan measure failed last year after a Senate Democratic committee thought the cost was too high. The bill signed by the governor is estimated to cost Colorado between $2 and $4 million annually. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
The Gears and Beers Festival is returning to Paonia. KVNF's Laura Pomisano speaks to festival organizer John Maddox ahead of the event taking place this weekend.
There hasn't been a Gears and Beers Festival in Paonia since 2013. Why is it starting back up again?
As a chamber member, we're looking for opportunities to bring people to town and really just have a lot of fun. We really wanted to showcase some of our chamber members and just have a good time and ride bikes.
So who's going to be putting the festival on this year?
The Paonia Chamber of Commerce has made it a signature event, and we'd like to have a spring event and a fall event. And in the springtime, we have great riding earlier in the season, and nobody else has it. Everybody else is all wet and muddy, and we are really good. Our trails are in fantastic condition.
Who was running Gears and Beers before the chamber decided to take the festival over?
John at the Galaxy Bike Shop. He was one of the originators of the event, and there are obviously other people who are still in town that are involved and really care about it, and we really just wanted to do it again. The Gears and Beers Festival is really a Just Add Water festival. There are so many people that really enjoyed the festival and want to see it come back that we're adding water.
What new events will be at the festival this year? How will it be different from previous festivals?
It's going to be really similar to previous festivals. We are a little more organized with sponsors. We've got a couple of bike clinics. We're still having a bike parade. We're still having a tasting party. We're adding a few other breweries. Really not that much different, just a few more organized events.
So this will be your first Gears and Beers. What are you looking forward to doing?
Well, one of the things I really like to do is make pizza. And we're going to be making pizza at the Wilson Packing Shed on Saturday night and drinking beer. And there's going to be some really good music up there, live music.
That was Gears and Beers Festival organizer John Maddox speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano. This week, the Grand Junction DMV will resume taking appointments to provide undocumented immigrants with driver's licenses. The program started last year, but due to the political nature of the program, its funding was cut off. Now Grand Junction is open again and is one of the three facilities in the state that is offering services. There's at least a 90-day waiting period when making appointments. Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.